Can they just turn off the cell phones? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit System cut rush hour cell phone service at 4 downtown stations Thursday, hoping to discourage the latest protest against the BART police force. A group called No Justice, No BART wants the BART police disbanded over a series of fatal shootings. Last month, protesters packed the Civic Center station and shut it down. And so when police got word they were going to try it again last Thursday, the order went out to cut cell phone service. The ACLU thinks BART went too far, as does BART board member Lynette Sweet.
We can't do this. It just doesn't feel right.
A hacker group called Anonymous agreed and posted this creepy message.
We have been watching the actions of San Francisco. Blocking communication of cell phone devices is unacceptable.
It then hacked the private mybart.org website and posted the names and addresses of commuters, like Kelsey Poe, who had simply signed up to get the BART newsletter.
It's a kind of a juvenile thing to do, regardless of what their political message is.
Now, cutting off the cell phones probably wasn't necessary since the demonstration was being organized by passing out flyers, not cell phones. So, a dumb idea. But a free speech violation? My cell phone drops out all the time. And where is it ordained that BART even has to provide cell phone service? What is pretty clear, though, is that posting private names and addresses and disrupting train service definitely affects the freedom of people who have nothing to do with any of this. Maybe the defenders of free speech should mention that part, too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.